I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Repeat these statements. I will have a great job. I will be promoted to a better role. I will work under a better boss. I will have a salary increase. Now manifest that dream career and make it a reality. Tara! Apply na sa Job Street. Over 30,000 verified companies ang nagtitiwala sa Job Street. Part-time? No experience? Fresh grad? Kung job security ang hanap sa Job Street, siguradong may opportunity na para sa iyo. Abangan din ang quarterly virtual career fair kung saan maaari kang makipag-usap sa mga employer one-on-one at may chance pa na ma-hire on the spot. Visit Job Street Philippines Facebook page para updated ka sa latest virtual career fair happenings. At kung ikaw naman ay naghahanap ng empleyado para sa iyong kumpanya or business, sagot ng Job Street ang hiring mo. Over 30,000 companies ang nagtiwala sa Job Street upang makahanap ng tamang empleyado ang maaaring i-hire. Watch your career manifestations become a reality and get hired with Job Street.
Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome to Season 2 of the Get Hired Podcast, powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. This is where I, Coach Laika Maravilla, will give you tips, tricks, and techniques to help you land your dream job. Whether internship yan, position, or promotion, I'm here to coach you through the entire process. I'm rooting for you, kaya tara, simulan na natin. How can you get hired sa isang BPO or business process outsourcing company? Ano ang pinagkaiba niya sa ibang mga companies? That's what we're going to talk about in this new Get Hired podcast episode. All right, so we're going to jump right into yung discussion natin. But before that pala, nakalimutan ko to ask you to follow this podcast if you want more tips on how to get hired at pa rin na rin sa career ninyo. We're going to add more content about that, mga payo pag nasa opisina na kayo at how to deal with coworkers soon. Pero for now, we're going to talk about how to get hired sa BPO. Now, a lot of people want to join the BPO industry mula noon hanggang ngayon naman. Because competitive ang pay, tapos doon rin papasok yung mga night owls dyan or mahilig naman talaga magpuyat. A lot of the accounts are going to ask you to work nights or minsan mid-shift at mas adaptable kayo doon. Maganda rin siyang option. This is also a great option for career growth, which I've seen, no? I've witnessed din kasi I used to work for a BPO dati. And redundant yun, no? I used to work for a BPO dati. But I used to work for a BPO company and a lot of my friends or the people I met while I was there are currently holding positions na matataas na. I've seen them develop into trainers, into leaders. And ayun, kung gusto mo rin naman magstay as an agent and yun yung gusto mong maging, kumbaga, way for you to earn a stable income for your family, pwede rin siyang option. So yeah, it is a good option. And a lot of people are trying to enter the BPO industry. Lalo na ngayon, usang work from home setup with a lot of them making that option available, lalo na kung meron kang reliable internet naman sa bahay, talagang tempted ang marami to switch to the BPO industry. Now, paano mo ito magagawa and what makes it different dun sa traditional na mga companies na nakikita natin? Now, what we have to understand is when it comes to the interest sa trabaho sa BPO, mas marami ang interesado. Which also means, dapat maayos tayo or mas smart tayo in the way that we use our time with the hiring managers, with the bosses, and with proving our capabilities. So, number one tip ko sa inyo would be to keep it simple. Okay? Keep your resume simple. Ibig sabihin, kung as much as possible, ipag-cache nyo sa isang page, gawin nyo siya. Tanggalin niyo yung experiences, yung mga work exposure na hindi naman directly related dun sa iyong trabaho. a lot of the companies also hire fresh grads. Yung iba, kahit senior high school or high school, okay lang din sa kanila. So again, it doesn't have to be a lengthy resume. All it has to do is provide them with the right type of information. Now, mostly when you talk about the BPO industry, although hindi ito ang, ano no, isa rin itong myth, no, a lot of people think pag BPO call center agad or customer service agad. Hindi rin naman yung totoo, no, maraming mga fields ang na-require sa BPO industry. But if you're entering this as someone who is going to serve as a customer service representative, siguro isipin lang natin or i-prioritize natin yung work experience ninyo or work exposure ninyo na geared towards communication. For example, if part ka ng Toastmasters, if you were a representative sa school ninyo, sa writing, or sa speaking, yun yung mga klase ng mga information na mas magandang i-highlight sa iyong resume. So again, it's about streamlining things, making sure that only information that is relevant stays in your resume. Keep it simple. Now, when it comes to the intake exam din, ganun din siya kasimple. Keep it simple when it comes to your preparation. Ano ibig sabihin nito? You have to master the simple rules of grammar. Lalo na kung English yung iyong magiging account. Make sure that you're good with your subject-verb agreement, with your tenses, with your prepositions, no? Yung pronunciation, doon na tayo papasok sa may mga bagay naman na kaya natin matutunan on the job. It's going to be tweaked. Depende rin sa kung anong klase yung account na mapupunta sa'yo, whether it's British, Australian, or American, no? Pero mas maganda if you can stick with standard American English, but you can practice that as well. A good trick would be to watch movies, just try to repeat yung sinabi na linya doon para at least, di ba, medyo kumaganda exercise yung dila natin. But again, keep it simple. Start with your fundamentals. Yun talaga yung mahalaga. If you can write a sample email ng on the spot, mas maganda rin. Some of the exams require you to do that kasama siya sa skills assessment. Practice that din. And again, even as you write, you have to think, I have to keep it simple. Most mistakes happen when the sentences are longer than it's supposed to be. Okay? So yun, think about that. Keep it simple. Now, tip number two. This is very important. And I was just in an event with the HR director ng isang malaking BPO company in the Philippines. And he said, ang pinaka-valuable advice niyang maibibigay sa mga aspiring applicants sa BPO ay to keep the lines open. So I'm going to quote that verbatim, keep the lines open. Now, bakit? Kasi, again, we have to understand, ang daming applicants. So, we're talking about hundreds, minsan thousands on a good day. So, ibig sabihin, no, sa screen nila ngayon, yung mga resume na papasa, and because yung sayo ay one page lang at magandang pagkakagawa, mapipili ka. Pero kung tatawagan ka nila, tas hindi ka ready, that could take you off of that list. So, again, you have to keep the lines open. Now, singit ko lang din really quickly here, we've had multiple conversations about writing your resume. I did one with Pat Soya a few weeks ago, so you can check that out here or check out yung ating video sa YouTube channel ko sa Team Laika. Type nyo lang, Laika LIQA resume, and you'll find it online, okay? Pero dun tayo sa keeping the lines open, number one dyan would be making sure that you give them the right mobile number. Ang daming mga memes sa Twitter ngayon na yung tinatanong sila ng mag-interview sa kanila, nasan ka na? Tapos sinagot nila ng Commonwealth, tapos may curse word or ano ba best or beshy bops or something like that na very informal. Tapos na-realize nila, ay, yun pala yung HR na kinukumusta ko, nasan ako. So medyo nalalagay sa alanganin minsan kapag hindi dedicated yung ating mobile number. I encourage you na kung dual SIM naman yung phone ninyo or meron kang isang device na kahit yung analog lang yung medyo luma na cellphone, okay lang din yun. Basta importante, hiwala yung iyong work phone or yung iyong job application phone or job application number dun sa iyong personal number. That way, kapag may tumawag sa phone na yun, alam mo that, wait, nako, baka interview na to, baka phone interview na to. I need to conduct myself properly or professionally. Diba? Mamaya sumagot ka, tas, oh, bakit? Sino to? Diba? Masyadong informal. So again, it's all about putting your best foot forward. But remember, it's still your foot, no? Ibig sabihin, hindi tayo nagsisinungaling. Pero, yun, it starts with preparation. So keep the lines open. Another thing I need to point out is that BPOs usually work through the night, no? So minsan, alas G's, alas 11, paano kung may tumawag sa'yo nung time na yon, tapos nag-claim na HR? Actually, may possibility lang to, ha? May possibility na ganun nga. Lalo na if you're really applying for an account na panggabi naman talaga or North American naman talaga yung account ninyo. So, ibig sabihin, i-assume natin lahat na after you submitted your application, any strange number na tumatawag sa'yo could possibly from that company. No? Eh, kung sasagot kayo tapos in-assume nyo na Lazada siya or Shopee or some other delivery service, baka maging masyadong informal. No? So, again, keep the lines open. Unahan to ng sasagot sa phone. Unahan to ng people who will make themselves available for training. So make sure that you communicate that well. Okay? And nothing like answering the phone and on the first, siguro first two or three rings could up that, no? Or could beat that. Yan. O sige. Yan muna yung first two tips natin. We'll just take a quick little break and babalikan natin yung dalawa pang very important tips after that. Can you still remember the days, those harsh days na you were applying for a job that you really wanted? Yung tipong sobrang prepared ka na, nakapolo ka pa with all the documents in your hands, medyo nanginginig pa yung kamay mo kasi naka-anxious ka. Pero mas nakaka-anxious talaga kapag dumating ka sa ganong situations tapos hindi ka prepared for your future kasi hindi mo choice yung job that you're applying for. But not anymore because with Job Street, you can go over thousands of jobs and just apply for those you really want. You can download their app or go to their website and sign up for free. Over 30,000 verified companies na ang nagtitiwala sa Job Street. Kaya whether part-time, no experience, fresh grad o job security na ang hanap mo ngayon, sa Job Street, siguradong may opportunity na para sa'yo. Pwede mo rin abangan ang mga quarterly virtual career fair nila kung saan maaari kang makipag-usap sa mga employer one-on-one at may chance ka na ma-hire on the spot. Visit Job Street Philippines Facebook page para updated ka sa latest virtual career fair happenings. Kung ikaw naman ay naghahanap ng empleyado para sa iyong company or business, sagot na rin ang Job Street ang hiring mo. Join over 30,000 companies who trust Job Street para makahanap ng tamang empleyadong maaaring i-hire. Kaya hanap mo man ay trabaho o empleyado, sulit ang pagod at effort mo dahil panigurado may darating para sa'yo. Register at Job Street today. You can also check out the link sa description ng podcast ngayon. Alright, so next tip. Tapos na tayo sa unang dalawang keep. Keep it simple. Keep the lines open. This time, it's about a very important tip na hindi lang naman pang BPO, no, pero para sa ibang company. Siguro mas ilalagay lang natin yung stress sa setup ng BPO companies. You have to keep learning. Yes, even if may experience ka na as an agent sa ibang mga companies before, you would find quite quickly na may mga differences pa rin. When I was in training, nung ako ay nasa nagsa-start dun sa BPO industry, I was one of the few people in our batch na wala talagang experience at all. As in, hindi pa ako nag-work for a contact center before, for a call center before. Wala akong experience answering the phones, no? So, I came in very green. A lot of my batchmates had previous work experience and ano to ha, observation ko lang, again, no judgment, no? So, any of you, my batchmates are listening to this, hi sa inyong lahat. But some of them had difficulties, some lang ha, a few naman, had difficulties adjusting to the new culture in the company that we were in. Kasi they would say something like, bakit sa amin pwede, no? Pwedeng mag break or bakit sa amin pwedeng ganito yung schedule or bakit sa amin pwedeng kumain sa floor, yung mga ganon. Eh, sa ibang companies, ibang rules. So again, whether you're starting with no experience or galing ka na before, you have to remember that you need to keep learning. Usually, sa BPO companies, no, hindi katulad ng ibang mas conventional na businesses kung saan ibibigay ka lang sa isang mentor kasi kaya ibibilin ka lang, oh, bahala ka na dyan, ha? Meron talagang rigorous na training process. And in some companies, yung training na yun, although babayaran ka nila, doon nakaasa yung kung talagang magiging regular ka na empleyado ng company or kung magtatagal ka doon. So, you have to understand that you have to take yung training seriously. May mga ibang companies na ang kanilang requirement ay bawal umabsent. As in, buong training program, hindi ka pwedeng umabsent. So, some ganon, ha? Yung iba naman, hindi. So, you really have to know as much information as possible para handa ka. Nung ako ay pumasok, December nun. So, uso na yung festivities ng December, uso na yung mga ganap, no? Pero I wasn't able to join any of those for my own social circle kasi nga, again, in training ako, bawal ako umabsent. So again, itong mga bagay na ito, you have to understand entering yung company na yon. You have to keep learning. And you will learn a lot of things. Mula sa pronunciation ng mga states sa North America, di ba, ng Illinois ay Illinois at hindi Illinois. Ano ba yung mga ways din para maiwasan ng mga Filipinisms natin or yung fact lang na, sa totoo lang, ito ang first time kong narinig siya sa, na in practice, narinig ko na siya sa professor ko dati, kay Attorney Janet, no? Pero in practice ko siya narinig talaga sa kumpanya when I entered the BPO industry. Sinabihan kami sa training na, yung mga Pilipino nga daw, when we feel awkward, we laugh. Tapos, oh nga, no? Totoo nga, no? And ginagawa talaga siya. Again, it's another learning something na pwede nating maiwasan in the future. The biggest thing I had to learn, well, unlearn, is calling people sir or ma'am. Ako kasi, I have an identical twin sister, no? Si Ate Abby. 2 minutes lang tandaan niya sa akin, I call her ate. So, everyone and anyone, I call them ate, tita, no? I grew up in a church community kasi, kaya lahat, kumbaga merong mga titles ng respect, sir, ma'am, ganun. Pero sa BPO, they call each other by their first name kasi that's the American way of doing it, no? Or the Western way of doing it. So, nahirapan talaga ako. Imagine calling your boss just by their first name. Sobrang struggle yun sa akin. But again, you have to adjust. You have to keep learning. Because if you don't, you're not going to pass your training and hindi ka rin mag-grow doon sa position na yun. Okay? So, tip number 3, keep learning. And mas maganda if you can learn fast. Alright? Now, tip number 3 pala yun. Tip number 4 tayo. Eto, dito na. This is where I'm going to give you a dose of real talk. No, I wish I had better news for you. But you have to keep this in mind when you're applying for a BPO company. Okay? You have to keep trying. Now, why do I say that? Hindi naman lahat first try nila matatanggap sila agad. Okay? I was one of those fortunate ones na ganon yung sitwasyon, no? Actually, I was applying for an HR position. Pero yun yung opening at the time, so I said, okay, fine. Try ko lang yung hand ko doon kasi I wanted to be a trainer in the future. That was my career trajectory when I was younger. Pero hindi lahat ganon eh. A lot of people had to try for siguro a number of times, mga 3 times, 4 times, 5 times. Yung iba nga, sa totoo lang, it took them months or even years to get to a point na hireable na sila sa isang BPO company. So, you can look at those stories. Marami niyan online. So, pwede kayo magtanong-tanong din. You can look at how they progressed. Ano yung naging pagkakatuto nila. Even in the Get Hired videos sa YouTube, nakikita ako ng mga comments would say that. Na parang, Coach, when I tried na mag-English proficiency test nung una, bumagsak ako, pero I started watching the videos ngayon, subject-verb agreements, prepositions, ganyan, hanggang eventually nakapasa na ako, now I'm in training. So again, laging ganun eh. You have to keep trying. If you are expecting na, okay, first try ko, pasok agad ako, maybe you need to set your expectations a little bit na mas realistic. Okay? Now, one thing I like to share with people when it comes to this idea of job rejection, which we'll talk about naman in depth in a future episode, is this. Think about 2 things. You have to put in the time and wait for the timing. So 2 things nga, again, time and timing. Time is about the time you devote to writing and editing your resume, to preparing when it comes to answering job interview questions, to actually applying, no, yung time you invest. Pero kahit na marami kang time na ininvest, kailangan ng pangalawang which is timing. Kasi kahit nasa iyo ng lahat, kung mali yung timing, di ba? Sa araw na yon biglang namatay yung lahat ng kuryente sa buong barangay ninyo or nawalan kayo lahat bigla ng access to the internet. Or biglang yung mag-i-interview sa'yo for some reason, that person is having a bad day. Which, again, no human error, minsan nangyayari talaga ito. So they didn't have the patience to call you back kasi na-miss mo yung tawag nila. No? Ibig sabihin nun, you have to try again na lang. Okay? So keep trying. Put in the time and then wait for the right timing din. And it wouldn't happen if you don't try. Okay? So, yan muna for now, 4 tips if you want to get hired sa BPO. And again, sa totoo lang kung titingnan natin kahit naman hindi sa BPO, no? Pero specifically or especially para sa mga gusto makapasok sa BPO. 1, keep your resume simple. keep your answer simple. Keep your mock email simple. Keep it simple. Tip number two, keep the lines open. Make sure that you're willing and ready to answer anytime after you submit your resume. Tip number three, keep learning because you're going to have to learn a lot of things. And tip number four, keep trying. Put in the time, wait for that timing. All right? Now, I'm always here rooting for you. If you don't follow this podcast yet, follow na. We have more episodes coming up related lahat sa paghahanap ng trabaho. And kung nakahanap ka na ng trabaho or may tanong ka or may gusto kayong i-share, don't forget to use the hashtag GetHiredByTeamLaika or message us sa ating Facebook page sa www.facebook.com/GetHiredByTeamLaika. That's T-A-M-L-Y-Q-A para marinig natin yan. I'm going to be answering some of the questions you sent in there then soon. And abangan din ninyo yung ating resume review episode really soon. Alright? Thanks for listening, and as we always say dito, I hope to help you land your dream job. I'm always rooting for you. Kaya niyan, and I'll talk to you soon.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.